All right, welcome back, everybody, here inside the PG Office System post-game show. Cougars drop a 5-2 decision tonight to the Penticton Vs, and we're pleased to be joined now down at the ice level by GM and head coach Mark Lamb. And, Coach, it seemed like you had a lot more energy tonight, but unfortunately falling 5-2. I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot better. Showed signs of life, that's for sure. You know, a couple real big mistakes. In the third, we get out-muscled on that goal, and they take it to us. And pretty much that was the game.
Yeah, and, give Penticton full marks for the victory. But Cole and I had said early in the second period, even in the first, regardless of whether Prince George wins this game or not, it was Carl's was outstanding. I mean, this guy was just phenomenal, and I know how excited you were to get him back, and I know it came in a losing cause, but he was on a different level than anybody else on the ice.
Yeah, wasn't he?
That was something.
It's just nice to have him back, and got a little unlucky. And how about that? It's all new equipment.
Their
equipment got lost. He put a pair of skates on and some equipment, and he went out there and played like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so impressive to see. Great to have him back. And I know it's a couple losses here in a row, Coach, but you mentioned it. Like, it seems like there's signs of life, and it seemed like progressing a little bit in the right direction of where you want to be.
Yeah, it has. And I can still see we're down a couple courts.
Yep.
But we have a lot more life. We just got to fight our way through it. That's just the way it is right now.
I mean, I'm just going to change just a moment. I mean, what is your reaction? What's going on in the WHL with all these trades and the deadline Thursday and everything that is? I mean, there are so many deals, and the prices are as high as they've ever been. I keep thinking, well, there's got to be a year the prices are going to come down. They just don't.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You never really know what to at the trade deadline with the landscape. Everybody does their own business, and you can't judge people on how they're doing business. But some of the trades that are happening, I hope they have a good plan in the future.
Yeah. Why do you think the prices are so high? It's just so, it's just crazy to see, like, the Walmart receipts, we're calling them, of trades. And what do you make of the prices, and why do you think they're so high?
I really don't know. They're high because someone's going to pay them.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened the last few years. And you get teams that that think they can win. And another team makes a trade, and they think they have to trump it to compete. And now you're just spending a lot of money.
You're going to be very busy because preparing for tomorrow, you got the trade deadline on Thursday, and we now know you've got a 20-year-old spot open, and we all figure that that's going to get filled. So where are you at in terms of that?
Well, I've been doing a lot of talking. That's about all I've been doing for the last, it just isn't that the trade deadline's the deadline, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on before that. So, we're always looking to better our team. But we got some good players here, and, how much do you want to, mortgage the future to make some of these trades is the decision that you have to make.
Yeah, and that's a great point.
Only point I was going to make, sorry to interrupt there, was that now some 20-year-olds are coming for first-round picks. That hadn't happened before, and I'm thinking, now we're just getting a little bit too much for 19-year-olds that are coming back, I can understand, but that's what you have to guard against.
Well, you have to guard against it, and it's saying no. That's the only thing. You got a player for a few months, and then they're gone. And not only the 20-year-olds, we don't know if we can keep any players. They can just take off after and go to school. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah. You mentioned the future, and the future of this hockey team is in such a good place. When you look at your roster, you look at the 17-year-olds on this roster. It obviously starts with Carson Carls, but really when you look up and down your roster, Coach, you got a really good hockey team here and a really good future.
Yeah, we do, and we know that, and we know where we're at right now. And the biggest thing, you lose a couple in a row around the deadline, and you just don't make trades to get out of that. It's within the room. We got a good hockey team. We got a good young D that they're going to make some mistakes, and that's but they're going to get better, and they have got better, and that's what we have to weigh.
Penticton is a difficult team to play for, play against, and I know you'll say that every team is, but what are the things, and I want to ask your comment on this, because it's a little bit of a different question, with Penticton compared to the other teams that you've played that, that grind it out. Penticton has 15 guys that are 19-plus, four 20-year-olds and 11 19-year-olds. Nobody else is even close to that. They're allowed the extra 20, which is fine, and all of that. The question is, how much does that play into the fact that they are older, physically stronger, just because they are older? How much does that play into, you know, going against a team like that compared to somebody else that grinds but, you know, is roughly the same age or same strength, things like that?
Yeah, they're an older team, and it's a big factor. But they're an older team that has good players.
Yeah.
So they're four lines deep. They're eight defensemen deep, and you know they have some good goaltending. So you don't really have a matchup. You know, you know all four of their lines are heavy, and they're big, and they're old. So that's what we're up against. That's what every team's up against.
Yeah,
but they are going to be up against number 31 tomorrow. They haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, you know, like we're there's a lot of things I don't say on the radio. There's, you know, we had the sickness, and we still have the sickness, and you know, we got some guys that are bumps and bruises, which they do too. But ours, I know what ours are, and they're very significant.
Right, but Ravensburgen's back. That makes a big.
Well, I seen him. I seen him here.
I know. Just get his equipment back.
Yeah, we just need his equipment.
Just get his equipment,
yeah.
Or find some equipment. Levshin is very good, but Josh is obviously. There's a reason that he played on the Team Canada roster. I mean, he's just that. Every team would love to have Josh Ravensburgen. You've got him,
and he's probably licking his chops a little bit to get in the net as well.
Well, he hasn't played since the last time he played for us,
yeah.
Which was, you know, yeah. Too bad for Josh. You know, he's got a bronze medal to show for it, and you know, it's a very good experience to go there and see how it all works and see the competition. And you know, what I said to the guys is, you went there and you seen how a good team lost, and. Now you know what you have to do to win with a good team. You know, you learn those lessons all the time, and especially when you go to these tournaments and you play at an upper level and you're playing against. And both these guys are hockey players, and they have their eyes wide open, and they're bringing back a lot of experience.
Yeah, well said, Coach. Great way to end it. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
GM.